Blog Talk Radio.
One thing we must know about this anointing of God. Anointing of God, what is most important is maintenance. It is not to receive, but to maintain. That is the biggest, and this is where problem lie on all over the world. Anybody can be used to do this, to change it, to do this, to raise the dead, but to maintain this anointing. Because anointing attracts persecution. Anointing of God attracts condemnation. Anointing of God attracts intimidation. Just name those things. It attracts them. It's like honey. When it drops, as it attracts fame, attract popularity, attract everything, good thing, also attract those things, condemnation, humiliation, persecution, this and that. But to receive it, I can just say in the name of Jesus, in partition, you receive it, you begin to, they will now say, hey! But to maintain it, because the world will rise against you. So this is why we need character. It is only character that can maintain the anointing of God. Anointing of God is like a lamp. When you put light, in the lamp. The fire there is power, while the oil is character. And if there is no oil in the lamp, would light burn? Which one is most important? Oil is character, the light is power. Let me lamp there. Let me show a demonstration of what I'm talking about. You know, when you want to prepare light, you just put matches, you put fire. It becomes burning. If there is no oil, or if the oil is diluted, it's another problem. When the oil is diluted, maybe the oil is mixed with water. The fire there will conceivable power. Questionable what? When I say questionable power, mean, look at the wise men. With the what the law is using them to do mightily at this level, you can see what is happening. Everybody can see the power to deliver, the power to prophesy, the power to heal God has given them. But they still need more character to maintain it. That is why I keep them to myself, to share my experience with them and tell them how to go about it. I keep them like a baby. This you spoon feeding. Keep them. You see, you don't see them outside. When they finish, they go somewhere. Yes, that is the time. To feed them about this thing you have, the whole world need it. But attack. To maintain this, let me share my experience with you. I have PhD in School of Persecution. The school of persecution, the school of intimidation, the school of condemnation, the school of name callings. Now the Lord just gave me professor. I'm now professor. I'm not up to a PhD because I've been a PhD for the past some year now. They have confirmed my professionalism. So being a professor in this field, I can tell people. And the law allowed those things to happen to me so that I can be a professor to others and teach them. Yes, that
people will condemn you, people will say all sorts of things, you will be most persecuted pastor, because I want to use you to raise people. You will be the most persecuted pastor, so that you can be able to teach them what it means to be persecuted. You will know more better than anyone what it means to be persecuted. I was once here and I am. But we don't know this all over the world. Little anointing, we fly into the United States, United Kingdom, United States, we begin to say, praise the Lord. And those stay wet, worldly praises, material and whatever, will rubbish the anointing in your life. You come back to whom you are and now rely on work, not anointing again. That is why today we can have rich ministers of God and rich ministers of God. Are they rich in anointing of God? Maintainer. If I'm not have enough experiences and I'm not the most persecuted ministers of God, how will I bring wise men up? Where will I get enough knowledge to bring them up? There is no. If I'm only telling them how people praise me, how people receive me, how people welcome me, how people love me, who will now teach them how people hate me, how people persecute me? There are two sides to training. You must have a degree in how people praise you and receive you and welcome you, and how people condemn you and hate you. These two degrees you must have. This make one master. The toughest experiences, which with the late Bamaye, NDL, drug, you know those days, very hard time. When they say you are drug barrel, whether true or not, you are going to be treated like the people they have confirmed. People they have seen drug with them, cocaine, heroin, they will treat you like that. Later they may now discover that you are not part of, it's just a rumor. They must have given you the thorough treatment. Here is the ministry, if people say it's dealing with drug, cocaine, heroin in the past, not only you write a position, but you carry the pastor there, and I was there for a good 10 days. I was there without eating, without drinking, because I cannot eat, I cannot drink. Eating with them, I cannot eat with them. I find it difficult to even associate with them, because I know I'm not one of them. You want to go to restroom, toilet, there is nowhere you can march, everywhere is shit. You want to eat, give you little rice, mix it with the stone, which one you want to eat out of it? If you eat it, it's like you are killing your kidney. It's better you should not eat. And while I was there, for what you people wanted to do, you people were going from one embassy to another, and they were using all the newspaper in Nigeria. There's no single newspaper that they were not used pay advert. This man is a drug, he's in the prison. The news was everywhere all over the world. You know, coming out to renew your image is not a danger. Suddenly I was there before news. The rich, the late president, one of the member here, who is a member here, also, they read it all over the world. The news was everywhere, all over. You know, if God is not big for you, no one can be delivered from that, the hands of late Bamaye. So that is it. These are the experience God wants me to pass through to see this and that and that. You see, anointing of God has food. just like you are eating rice physically. You know, it's a spirit being. He eats. And what does he eat? He eats character. He eats what? If you don't give him food, your case will be worse than those who have not received at all. It's better not to receive the anointing than to receive it and lose it. Can you see? It has food that's just like you have eaten today. The reason why that anointing, people are clamoring for anointing of God, anointing, because you are once anointed, but you allow hunger to... It is hunger that's affecting it. If you don't give food to the anointing, you've seen it. Character is the food. So, my brother, I'm going to have today after my service, we sit down, discuss a new habit you have to allow in your life. A new what? A new habit. Open the book of Daniel 6:10.
Daniel 6 verse 10. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem.
He went to his upper room and faced what?
Where the window opened towards Jerusalem.
He faced Jerusalem. If you two live here today and you now went to your upper room to have water and you face Jerusalem, nothing will happen. If you say Daniel open window, face Jerusalem, went to upper room, you now went home, you make altar in your upper room and you now face Jerusalem, you call God, you will not hear God. Because that is his own habit. So now you must develop a new habit because a visitor is coming. It's not something that your old habit, your way of life can receive. And if you receive it, it will not even reach home before he leaves you. So it's different from coming to man of God and receive blessing. You can receive blessing, big one, but to be a friend, a brother, and part of this Holy Ghost, and he's living in you, dwelling in you, wow. Great men simply have great habits. You have the lamp there? Ring it. Look at what I was talking about. Listen. This light is a gift. The oil inside is character. If there's no oil, this light cannot continue to burn. The food for this light is here. He eats this food. If there's no more food here, you will not see any light again. So if you now have a gift now without this character, what kind of gift is that? It cannot live. And if this oil is diluted, if you now put water inside, you will see this light will begin to epileptic. You cannot see that it's not born well again. This is why what has happened to us, it's true, many of us were anointed by God. But when the character is diluted, what is going to happen? We say, out of 1,000 people, pray, it may be only one person that will say, praise the Lord. Healing take place. But at the beginning, it was not like that. The healing was slow. It was happening, and people were seeing the mighty power. But gradually, it go down. It become one person or no. It means something is happening to the character. So this is why we should not judge. God gives us power. The one that gave us power, if we are no longer giving food to the power, you will see the questionable in that power, epileptic, before it finally disappear and become normal person it was before. People are looking for a gift. People are looking for fire. But people talk less of character. Impartation. Yes, you can impart this power. You can transfer this power. Yes. If the power is transferred to your body now, do you have the character to keep it? Because your character now cannot keep the power. Unless you change, you have a new habit, you give the normal food, which is fruit of the spirit, not fruit of the flesh. I think we should use that as prayer point today.